Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, say can see.
If you're an American and you're professing to be a Christian,
well, of course, as American citizens, what we want is accountable leadership.
Why don't we throw in a constitution so they know what's in that?
Get engaged in the political process.
Honest.
You, my friend, are part of the problem
and not the solution.
Compassionate.
The church needs to rise. Rise.
Monica Matthews Show.
Welcome back to the Monica Matthews Show. Life, love, and liberty. That's right. Another day in the big straw man administration of Joe Biden. Whatever that means. I have yet to say President Biden, nor will I. Don't hold your breath. Won't happen. I'm not called to call a lie the truth. Neither are you, by the way. Coincidentally, you Christians out there, if you're feeling the pressure of calling a lie the truth, please resist, resist, resist. When I tell you guys it's time to resist, my hashtag resist campaign is predicated upon resist lies. Submit yourself to God, resist lies, and the devil will flee. In this case, we could only hope that old Joe would flee. Unfortunately, look who we would be stuck with in his place. Kind of scary, right? Yeah, it is. So H.R. 1 has passed relatively unanimously through the House. A lot of you are losing sleep over this. I'm not sure what the support is in the Senate. Looks like we could be stuck with things like, you ready? This is kind of interesting. Same day voter registration. No, that never needs to happen. Promoting, here's my favorite, internet registration. Really? I mean, who thought that was a good idea? Along with that, you've got use of internet to update registration information, provision of election information by electronic mail to individuals registered to vote, clarification of requirement regarding necessary information to show eligibility to vote, prohibiting state from requiring applicants to provide more than last four digits of Social Security number, automatic voter registration. Of course, it says of eligible individuals. Now, we all know that along with this, I mean, you've got same day voter registration. Now, I want you to think about this. Reports are, and the president, Donald Trump, notice I said the president, Donald Trump, said during his State of the Union address at CPAC that our borders are porous, people are pouring in. I got to tell you. I'm ready to make a trip to the border. You want to come? I'm getting ready to embark on a national tour that is going to be amazing. And you're not going to want to miss it because there's never a dull moment wherever my feet land. And we're going to encounter real 2016 Trump supporters. People who created the machine, greased those wheels, and got greased right on out for 2020. We're going to engage voters across the country. We're going to engage GOP leadership across the country. And your voice is going to be heard. I am not going to allow you to die in this triage unit. Not going to happen. Not on my watch, not unless you decide to roll over and bleed out. And if you do, I love you. Hopefully I'll see you on the flip side and we'll all share a glass of wine and enjoy some amazing, amazing lamb at the marriage supper of the lamb. I hope you Baptists don't get all crazy because I said we would enjoy a glass of fruit of the vine. It was the first miracle. And I'm sorry to report it was not grape juice. So with that, it's when people ask me, so what are you doing now? I'm like, well, I don't know. What are you doing? Have you just moved on? Hashtag move on. I mean, well, Monica, you know, no one saw, I mean, news is reporting that there's no voter fraud. Okay, let me ask you guys something. Have you ever heard of something called newsfare? Have you heard of warfare, lawfare, psychfare, psyops? I mean, there's all kinds of warfare going on around us at any given time. And because it's not kinetic in nature, because people have not taken up arms in this country, thank God. For those of you talking about a civil war, I'm going to ask you again, who exactly are you going to shoot? I mean, just stop with that already. Think, use your mind. There are protocols and procedures in place to ensure, A, to remedy what has occurred this year, well, 2020, and moving forward while dealing with what just happened in the way of theft and fraud in this country. While dealing with that, preparing the field to move forward and getting it moving now. It is time to mobilize. This is not the time for us to be sitting around licking our wounds or hoping nobody notices us because, oh crap, how many of you have literally scrubbed your Facebook or your, I mean, why the hell you're still on that? I will never understand. I'm only there and about to totally go ghost on that because I know some of you are too lazy to leave your kittens and puppies and rainbows and grandkids and prom pictures and sexy pictures of your dinner to follow me on other platforms because that's just what you know. It's nearly like knowing that there's some peeping Tom who looks in your window every single night that you get undressed, watches your children get undressed, watches you make love to your spouse, watches you sit on the toilet. Yeah, that's what being on Facebook is like. And most of you are still totally fine with that. And you're like, oh God, that is so gross. And that's so over the top, Monica. That's so hyperbolic. Really? Do you know what they've amassed? When you look around and you're like, how did this happen? It was the Democrats or it was the GOP establishment. No, it was a number of things, not the least of which are the backdoor peekaboo peeping Tom windows that the Chinese and other alphabet soup agencies, along with old Zuckerberg, have inflicted upon your lives that you've allowed access to willfully. You know why? Because it makes you feel good. Makes you feel connected, doesn't it? Makes you feel like someone cares about your spaghetti. Someone else loves your prom pictures. Or they're there to walk you through your latest heartbreak. I get it. Or they're there to hear your latest rant about the Democrats. Or I can't believe someone's, I'm not supporting so-and-so ever again. Right? I mean, we just eat it up like this poisonous chocolate bar. And we go back for more every time we log on to Facebook. And do you know who's watching you? Who knows every single thing about you through Facebook? That's right, your enemy. Enemies, make that plural. You guys are still creating secret, what you think to be secret groups on Facebook. What? What are you doing? I mean, and you honestly, because it says it's a secret group, some of you believe it's really a secret group. You've got your GOP functions on Facebook. You have your GOP strategies on Facebook. I mean, you know, many things I love about President Trump, not the least of which is he was always like, why the hell does this guy keep giving our enemies the plans, right? And he knew why. We all know why. Obama with Iran and Iraq. Why is he, the Russians, why is he giving away his strategy? Right before we bomb something, we send him a memo. Hey, by the way, at 2 p.m., 2:35, make sure that you're not here. Make sure all of your leaders aren't here. And make sure all those ready to create the vacuum because of the fallout are ready to go. That was Obama. It was something that President Trump never, could get behind. And that's not how he fought or fights. But we do. And then we wonder, how do they always beat us at our own game? And it's not even our game, by the way, it's theirs. How are they always 25,000 steps ahead of us in technology?
How do they seem so advanced and coalesced? Well, it's just us, you know, the GOP, that we're just so fractured and we just can't, you know, it's those grassroots people.
Boy, if I've heard that, I've heard it once, I've heard it a thousand times, I'd be a millionaire. It's maddening. You know, it's those Tea Partiers, it's the grassroots people. You know, it's them. It's those people who want to preserve life. You know how they are. It's those people who are scared of the homosexuals. They think it should be Adam and Eve and not Adam and Steve, and they're just mucking up the whole party. So let's just get a little bit more moderate. Let's rub-a-dub in the frog boil tub of lukewarm water. And maybe they just won't turn up the heat on us. Well, too late, ladies and gentlemen. The water's boiling. Our goose has been cooked. And we have no one to blame but ourselves. So, and I say that with love, moving forward, we're either going to get with God or we're going to get with Satan. Now, I know my dear friend Bobby Payton, whom I love. I love him. He's brilliant. Oh, my gosh. Brilliant. I mean, numbers are not my language. Words, letters are my language. But ideas, philosophies, poetry, all those feelings, all those things that us ministers and pastors, you know, have tapped into. Numbers is not my thing. I let God increase and Satan certainly divides and decreases and subtracts. But, you know, it says, the word says that God adds to the church daily, not Monica, right? Not you, not your pastor. Go out and tell the good news. God will separate the wheat from the chaff. That's all we're called to do. Live peaceably with all men and as much as it's possible within us. Really simple stuff that's really freaking hard because we live in this flesh. And we have the being of flesh with us at all times, Paul says. So true. So true. I digress. So, when it comes to moving forward, we're going to have to make an assessment of where we are in triage and then hold ourselves accountable and then look at the landscape and see what we can do. I love, 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 love the concept of going local. Not to be confused with going loco, even though some of you feel like you are, and I understand it. I get it. The end of some of my days, I feel the same way. But it is intentional that you would be feeling crazy. Can I tell you that? When the Bible says that the enemy prowls back and forth, you know, as Bobby Payton has so eloquently stated in his new effort, right? Let me circle back to Bobby for a second. So Bobby Payton, great strategist, numbers guy. That's his first language. He has held rosaries for Linwood. He held one for me. I mean, just total faithful Catholic dude. Salt of the earth, literally the most down-to-earth, honest, transparent person you'll ever meet. Heart of gold, I believe. Okay. Well, he has decided that a third party should basically be like, you know, the Spirit of America party. And I have not listened to the full thing, and I'm going to, and then we'll talk about it. But, you know, my thing about that is I firmly believe, and my ministry has always held to, my radio ministry, and I'm a hot mess, I'm going to tell you. If you guys have listened to me for any length of time, you know I'm sassy. I love Jesus. But I got some flesh issues and I don't hide them. I'm not going to try to sell you on some holy roller that I'm not. And God is taking me from glory to glory, not you, not your conviction, your personal convictions about me, not the words that you get about me from Satan and you think they're from God, you know, that condemn. That's how I know you're not hearing from the Lord, by the way. Because if your words are condemning and they're not conviction, they're not rooted in love in order to course correct me. By the way, if we're not in relationship, you do not have permission to try to disciple me. If we would ever learn that in the church, oh my gosh, we'd be light years ahead. But we're also scared to disciple one another. And we're called to do that. We'd hate to submit. We hate authority. And then, you know, then we get fake authority and we're told to submit and we do. Now, hello. Do you see the madness in that? So yeah, I'm a little sassy. Sometimes I can get super peeved And I have a potty mouth like nobody's business some days, and I try really hard to remedy that. And then other days I don't. I just don't care because I'm out here slaying dragons, literally. And I don't think God, if God's not going to hold David accountable for giving the consecrated meal to his tired and hungry soldiers who had been kicking ass for days. And God's like, I hear you. I still think you're amazing. You're a man after my own heart, David. I get it. Okay. Anyone else who touched the ark or anything even around the ark was literally like fried, died, and laid to the side, like executed into the ground. Poof, gone with you. Earth opens up, swallows you. You are in the belly of hell. Like you're just gone, right? All jokes aside, God is like, no, I told you not to touch this unless you were consecrated. Then here's David and touching the consecrated things and fed them to his soldiers. And God was like, I understand you're still a man after my own heart. Because David reasoned with God and was like, God, I love you. I love you. And you know I'm not doing this to be disrespectful. I'm doing it because my men are hungry and they're tired. And so when I get on y'all's nerves or I do stuff that's just so unholy, if I defile you, please know that is not my intention. It never will be. Some days I'm out here just kicking butt and I'm getting mind kicked too a little bit. And I say things that rattle some of you and you're like, oh, forget it. She doesn't share Lynn Wood's posts anymore. So we're just going to, we knew she was fake. I mean, I read some of y'all's comments and I'm like, Jesus, please don't return now because we're in deep doo-doo, man. Like if y'all can't hang on because I'm on a different battlefield from Lynn right now, but I still consider him my brother and I love him and I pray for him in Christ. And, you know, we're good. We're cool. I'm just on a different battlefield. And Lynn needed his own channel to be able to converse with you guys because I have my own ministry and my own channel. And some of you are like, we knew it. We knew it. Lies. You left him. I mean, you guys have got to get a grip. He is not Jesus. And neither is President Trump. FYI. I mean, y'all's calves, man. I've been talking about that for the past couple of weeks, every show. Be careful because I've been busy erecting mine too, every little piece of gold. Every day President Trump's not in office, man, and I see that just, I don't even know what he is, but a shell of a shell of some kind of a shell, right? And the way, who looks like Joe Biden. I'm convinced we're living Weekend at Bernie's. But every time I see him do something, and I don't watch a lot, I've never watched that redheaded chick. Never. I don't even know what I'll circle back means. I've seen the jokey memes. I've never one day given this, whatever this is, Straw administration, an ounce of credence. Not one. You know why? Because I'm in battle and I cannot afford to look at something that's not real. I cannot afford to look at something that I know for sure is part of the takedown of my country and give that any energy whatsoever. None. That's why you don't hear me talk about what he's doing on my show. And the only reason I talked about HR 1 tonight is because it is important, because if the Senate passes it, you're about to see some overhauls in our in voting that is going to really upset a lot of you. And you need to be looking to your states for sanctuary and you need to be starting in your counties. And all of you all excited about a third party and Bobby Payton, I love you, honey. And I'm all about bringing the spirit of the Lord back into our politics. I've been on the air talking about this for over 5 years. I have gotten my butt chewed up one side and down the other. I've been uninvited. I've been alien fired. I mean, you name it. It has happened. All good. I'd do it again. I'm still doing it. So I get it. But you can't exclude people because their beliefs aren't the same, because that's not who we are as a country. But for us as the body of Christ, who makes up a large portion of the GOP, who's not crusty establishment hacks, who couldn't wait to crush President Trump, could not wait so they could feel holy. They're the Beth Moores of the holy rollers of the Christian, of the Christian, you know, what? What? Disrespected our president for 4 years. God would never put somebody like president. Any man who would ever say the P word, God would never use him. I mean, this stuff, and y'all just follow people right over the cliff. Well, she's Beth Moore. She sold millions and millions of books, and, you know, and the Lord's anointed her. She's the Lord's anointed, and she's right. I mean, God doesn't like foul language and lust, and President Trump has had a problem with lust in the past. Well, I haven't seen him lusting anybody in the White House in the past 4 years, except for his wife, and God, can you blame him? And he should be lusting after his wife. By the way, some of y'all can stand to lust after your own spouses. The world would be a much better place. I'm on a roll tonight. I'm on a roll because I've had an amazing day with amazing people who are movers and shakers and butt kickers. And we are about to shake and bake and kick some butt together. And that just makes my day. I'm like Dirty Harry up in here. Like, make my day. I'm excited. And you should be too, because there are a lot of us. Whether or not I share Lynn Wood's channel, guess what? My battlefield has just expanded way past Lynn Wood. So either get on board or get the heck out of my way. I will not be offended. About 3,000 of you, and I know you still listen to me, got off board. That's pretty impressive, actually. That because I've switched battlefields, some of you guys are like, and I told you I only needed 300. So I think some of you took me seriously and you're like, okay, fine, we're out of here. I just can't believe, you wouldn't believe the hateful stuff I've gotten. And you guys call yourselves Christians. I mean, seriously, some people, I'm like, wow, talk about golden calves. And you do the same thing with President Trump. You've erected him into this God status. And now you're like, what do we do? Well, we have plans. Good news, we have plans. Bad news for those of you who are still waiting for President Trump to descend into the Oval Office. Actually, tomorrow, I believe, was supposed to be the day. What's the date today? Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's the day. No, actually, it was today. Now, how did I miss that? Now, was he inaugurated on the 4th? No. And some of you think it could be the 6th. Not going to happen. I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. Some of you guys are in D.C. and you just paid like $50,000 for a hotel room because you were just convinced it was going to happen today. I'm telling you guys, we're going to have to roll up our sleeves and work. I'm not really, you know, I'm a little bummed. I'm not sure that our military is in charge of anything other than keeping romper room together up in D.C., the world's most expensive playpen, as someone I adore reminds me daily. That is the world's most expensive playpen, romper room for adults, is right up there in Congress. I mean, we look ridiculous. I mean, at one point I was hoping that we were keeping the inmates in, but clearly we are keeping the American people out. So, fine with me. I got work to do, and so do you, so I'm pretty busy. But here's the deal. According to President Trump, the borders are porous. Millions of people are going to be pouring over, and guess who's going to get to vote? Mm-hmm. That's a problem. HR 1 is a problem, so y'all got to get busy on your local levels. I'll have more to share with you in the coming days, but here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to lose an ounce of sleep over this. Not one. I want you to make a commitment right now. Promise me. Say, repeat after me, Monica, I make a commitment to myself and my household, and more importantly to God, the God who has it all under control, who loves me, who's got me in the palm of his hands, who has this nation in the palm of his hands, who sees all and knows all, who has a hope and a joy and a plan and a promise for this country. I will not use his God-given energy and breath to stress one single ounce over what anything the Democrats do. I make a commitment to live in peace, beginning in my own mirror first, and with my brothers and sisters around me. And I make a commitment to get busy on the local and county and state level to ensure that some parcel of this country remains sovereign. Amen. Amen. If you committed to that, awesome. Let's get busy. We've got work to do. Along those lines, something that I did put up on Telegram today, I'm giving y'all a hard time about Lynn Wood's channel, and he's still up. Good grief. Y'all need to relax. It's scary stuff. I mean, no wonder the left looks at us sometimes like, and listen, don't get it twisted. They're just as idolatrous as we are for sure. But we are too, and y'all know it. Y'all get all crazy about just people. I'm like, relax. Good grief. I need you to be okay. And you need me to be okay. And if I goof up, big deal. It won't be the last time. Hold on. I'm trying to find this thing on Telegram that I posted. Okay. So, I had the pleasure of visiting Linwood's church a few weeks ago. And actually, it was that visit that set me on my path to a different battlefield. It was amazing. So on Telegram, I said I had the pleasure of visiting this church with Lynn, his home church, where I'm certain he will continue to grow in his faith, as we all do when sitting under solid doctrine. I use the word under with intention. It's important to know to whom it is you are submitting your ear gates. You are responsible for your spirit, not the government, not your family or your neighbor, but you. Some of you quit eating from the Lord's pastures a long time ago, and others of you have never pulled up a chair. So I want to encourage you to take a chance today and make a solid decision for taking the nation back, beginning in your own mirror and household. The good news of Jesus Christ crucified and resurrected for all man is a solid starting point for all policy and governance. Perhaps we wouldn't subjugate ourselves so readily to corrupt institutions if we knew the dominion imparted to us through that basic knowledge. All freedom is predicated upon knowledge and application of tools of liberation. I encourage you to follow this church. It altered the course of my battlefield and helped remind me of my why. Love you guys. And I said thanks to Lynn for sharing his lovely church. And his church, put it in the comments. Let me see if I can find it. Is this precious country church. If y'all ever been to a country church, you know. I don't even know what denomination they are. I don't really care. But it's called the Pastor of Family Bible Fellowship of Ridgeville. This is Pastor Stuart Guthrie, Stuartguthrie. He is on Telegram. It is on my channel. I'm sure it's on Lynn's. But he reminded me with a simple scripture about the Lord coming to establish his kingdom, and he will return for it. Oh. I was like, oh boy. All right, well, I'm busy over here fighting for the U.S. What does that even mean whenever it comes to the kingdom, right? Kingdom is so much bigger than the United States, but it certainly involves the United States. And if we're ground zero for freedom, we're in deep doo-doo right now. We still have our freedoms to an extent, but there's going to be a price paid. There's going to be a price. And if you don't start squawking now and using your First Amendment rights to the hilt, I mean, there's a pastor right now in jail we're all praying for because he opened his church. He's in jail. That dude is in J-I-L because of masks, because he opened his church and he wasn't supposed to. And I'm like, this is not America. This isn't freedom. So some of you are like, are we free at all anymore? I'm like, it's a good, solid, sober question to ask. Are we? You are as free as you believe yourself to be, particularly in this country. Jesus Christ came to set the captives free. If you are living under the doctrine of devils that tells you that just because someone's in a position of authority and they are choosing rebellion and wickedness over liberty and justice for all, that you're supposed to submit to that, you are living according to doctrines of devils. And that is something you're going to be held accountable for. I didn't write it, but I believe it. And I'm right there with you. I have to watch to whom it is I'm listening. And listen, just because someone's got it all, you know, your little itching ears are satisfied today, and maybe someone told you a whole host of truth, you know, you have to take the fullness of someone's heart, their work, their works, right? The words they speak, are they truth? Do they understand that truth and mercy have kissed? I love that. That's so sweet, right? So sweet. Truth and mercy have kissed. It's awesome. Why is that important? Because our God is a just God. And if it wasn't for Jesus, none of us would be left standing. I can assure you of that. Righteousness is a tough deal. And holiness is, and unless we're standing in that of Christ, good luck. But it's God's mercy. It's his kindness that brings people to repentance. It's not his wrath. A lot of us are just, oh, there's another earthquake. Oop, he's coming. We told you he's mad. Mad as hell. That's because you guys are wanting retribution on some of your enemies, and I get it. I think Lynn called them precatory prayers. And I've already confessed on this show numerous times that I kind of pray both. So I'm going to pray for those who are my enemies and bless those who spitefully use me. And once we've gone through the 70 times seven, I'm just kidding. Most people don't even ask for forgiveness anymore. And, you know, whenever God says, here's why this scripture is important. Well, all scripture is important, but this one particularly says, you know, ask God for forgiveness. He is righteous and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Just. That means justice has been served. That is a legal term in the heavenlies. He is just. So many of us are busy living according to the letter of the law that we allow the spirit of the law to just fall by the wayside. Or Jesus is so much our buddy, our pal, old friend, that we do not pay, honor, and consecrate the sacredness, the holiness of the truth that leads to freedom. And I'll be honest with you, that needs to be your measuring stick. It's certainly mine when I'm sitting under someone's tutelage. When I'm sitting under someone's teaching, because there is a hierarchy that's there. There's an authority that's there. There's a blessing that comes with authority, by the way. That's why, you know, I was recently positioned for something and then my authority was snatched from me and I could not fulfill the role that I was positioned for because my authority was taken from me. It was stripped of me. And if I'm going to be responsible for something, with that comes a certain level of authority that involves creating order out of chaos. And when you're not allowed to create that order, yet you're still held responsible for the chaos, it's time. It's time to look elsewhere where your gifts and talents can be better utilized to create order, which ultimately is what Jesus said creates and procures his kingdom. It builds his kingdom. Order builds God's kingdom. Something that I want to leave you with tonight in the way of order is your health. It's important to me. I hope it's important to you. I know how easy it is to get stressed and get hopeless and depressed. And I understand all of that. I really do. I understand what it's like to struggle with self-love and to just let your health kind of fall by the wayside. It's not important in the big scheme of things. You know, we also have the martyrs of the world who believe that if they just, you know, crawl, roll up into a ball like a roly-poly, that suddenly Joe Biden will no longer be our straw administration and the world will be a better place. Well, I'm here to tell you that that is out of order, and that is not godly. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. First order. Love your neighbor as yourself. Second order is what? To love yourself. Third order is to love your neighbor as yourself. I want to encourage you to get back to some basics while you're getting busy helping those of us who are busy coalescing, going around the country, encouraging, providing avenues, technology to remedy what's just happened, as well as technology to advance and move forward, to take your counties, your municipalities, your states back. That is important work, and we need you to be healthy, sound mind, a sound body, right? We need you rested. So I picked up a lot of people, you know, are on this Optavia. Some of y'all call it Optavia. I have a joke about that, but I live in Atlanta, so that might be called cultural appropriation. So I'm going to leave that alone. But some of my friends are a little funny. And I have a bi-ethnic daughter, so shut up. Don't even email me with all your, you're a racist stuff, because I don't want to hear it. Stuff wears me out, but it's funny. Some things are just funny. Can we get back to the Jeffersons already and Archie Bunker? And, you know, some of those things where we just go, okay, now you can't even watch it. Oh my gosh. What was that movie? What was the name of that movie? It's so good. Undercover Brother. If you guys want a good laugh, please watch Undercover Brother. Oh my God. It is so good. It's not really appropriate for the kids. I'm like, well, it's certainly not a Christian movie, but it will actually remind you of how far from whence we have fallen from our ability to just laugh at our individual and collective ridiculousness as human beings and cultural stuff that just makes you, you know, that just makes you go, okay, this is really who we are. Undercover Brother. Y'all need to watch that tonight. But can we just get back to those places? But Optavia, oh my gosh, some of you guys have lost like 250,000 pounds on that stuff. And so I was like, all right, fine. What have I got to lose other than like, you know, 250,000 pounds? So I started it, and boy, I could use a lesson and some additives to make something taste decent. But it works. Lots of friends on it. Health totally recovered. And I was reading in there tonight, and I'll leave you this, about hydration, rest, your mind, taking care of your mind, getting a little exercise, getting out and moving the body parts, what you put in, what you watch, what you listen to, meditation, right? Food you put into your body, how much food, what kind of food. All of those things involve optimal health. And if we're going to take our country back, we need you. We need, guys, I cannot stress that enough. I need you. I need you. I'm not kidding. This isn't an act or a performance or I'm being dramatic. I need you. I cannot stand on this battlefield by myself. And I know I joke about only needing 300, and that's actually true. But then I need you to be one of my 300. And I need you to be strong and swift and patient and strategic and ready. And part of that begins with taking care of yourself. So I want to encourage you to take care of yourself, because the country needs you. All right? And the kingdom needs you. Kingdom building, baby. That's where it's at. All right, I've said a mouthful tonight. And now I'm going to go eat one of my sawdust cookies that's supposed to make me feel good about myself and my pending weight loss. So I love you. Be good to your neighbor. Beginning in your own mirror. Remember, if you are an American, please act like